Well, there's been a lot of concern ever since Brexit in relation to the implications that Brexit could potentially have for fishing. And that's why, as Minister and right across the government, we've taken a very hard line in relation to trying to ensure we get the message across at European level in terms of our negotiations with the UK government on Brexit to ensure that both our quota share and our access to waters are protected. I had very good discussions with many stakeholders and fishermen on Friday across the day in Killybegs. And really, I think there has been a very strong and united stance between the sector and the government over the last period of time. And I know we are all hoping that that will bear fruit in the days ahead, and that there will be a deal, and that there will be one which will be the best possible outcome for fishing.
Brexit negotiations are continuing, with the main sticking point seemingly the level playing field for free trade and the fishing sector. Do you feel a deal can be agreed that will hopefully maybe soften the impact on our own economy?
Yeah, I think it is certainly possible that there can be a deal, and I hope that there will be one, but that obviously remains to be seen. I think that there isn't any area of the economy that a deal isn't in the best interest of, and that includes fishing as well as agriculture and the wider economy too. So hopefully, and it's encouraging on Sunday to see that the talks will be continuing. And I certainly hope that both, given the fact that from a British government point of view and a EU point of view, it's in everyone's interest to conclude a deal, that does happen. But of course, it has to be done in a fair way. It has to be done in recognition of the fact that the single market has massive benefits for the UK to be able to stay a member of, and for Britain to be able to stay a member of. And the deal needs to recognise that, and in particular as well in relation to the fisheries industry, and my visit to Killybegs on Friday, it's really important that it recognises the importance of quota for Irish and European fishermen, as well as the importance of mutual access to waters.